what's up, everybody? You're listening to Boom Shots with your man D-Dub.
This is D-Dub with Boom Shots. I'm here interviewing St. Matthew, the Streets Disciple, and David Irie to talk a little bit about their new release, new CD, Revelation Time. Say hello, guys.
Yes, man. Bless and love. This is St. Matthew for the gospel. I got you. Show it to God with the glory. Ready, Mark. Yeah, this is David Irie, you know.
Hey, guys.
It's already now. Whoa, yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, I have a few questions for you. Starting from the top, I mean, this is the first combo CD I think that you've done, isn't that right, St. Matthew?
This is the follow up of the Fellowship Over Friendship CD where David Irie had about five tracks together, and a lot of people was asking, you know, when you guys gonna do a combination album, just both of you guys alone, and this is the first time we went at it, just strictly me and David Irie, straight through from start to finish.
So it really came about by people asking you, your fans asking you when you're gonna do it, huh?
Yes. So we just put together the best stuff, St. Matthew and David Irie, basically, you know, songs in which they knew from the Fellowship Over Friendship album, and we did about 10 new tracks, you know. So they have the favorites like, you know, Babylon Kingdom, you know.
I Can Feel a Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
Right, so we just put it all together, man. It's been a blessing, you know. They're well received in the streets and so on.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Revelation Time CD is the bestseller, or one of the bestsellers, on gospelreggae.com for the last month. Did you know that?
No, that's news to me now, and it's a blessing to hear that, you know? It's a blessing to hear that.
You guys are doing pretty good with that, so that's good to see. And I got a storm going on here, too, so if this cuts out on me, hope I keep my power. I got some crazy storm hit me here in the Midwest right now. So fans wanted the CD, wanted you guys to do it, so some of the songs have been around a while. I guess from what, 2008, 2009 is when some of the songs were written?
Pretty much, 2008. You know, some people, they came across it by 2009, but it was pretty much being played on the secular airwaves down here in Jamaica. And over time, it caught on and everything. So by the time they get it, you know, it's probably by that time 2009 come around. So it's been a while. They're probably hearing some of the songs and everything. So been doing some promotion with it, you know.
That sounds good. So how did you do the writing? Do you co-write songs together, or does one of you write and the other one add to it, or how does that work?
Yeah, you know, well, I just come up with the hook, you know, and send my to follow on, you know. We actually put this together, you know. And, you know, I mean, come up with some great songs, you know.
So, right. David.
He would, we link up. And, you know, while the track is playing, once David and I hear the track, he comes up with, the Lord bless him, with some wonderful choruses, wonderful hooks. And he takes the hooks, and I just take the verses, and I just give them the lyrics. And he's the kingdom chanter.
Yeah.
So he just start chanting down Babylon, and then I just take on with the verses, you know.
Cool. So where are you getting your rhythms? Who's doing the rhythms for you?
All right. Well, we get rhythms from all over the world, you know, guys. From all different walks of life, send us tracks, man. From all about, you know, all over. you know, from long time we've been connecting with the Diesel Lab, you know, production. Everybody knows Diesel Platinum producer and Jesus me, man. Various people, man. You know what I mean? Various people, man. It's unfortunate that I do have the some a lot of all the names of who been collaborated on it, you know, in terms of producers and so on, and many rhythms that's in Jamaica that a lot of people don't know of, you know, is on this one.
Cool. So you said you were getting some radio play on some of the secular radio stations there?
Oh yes, totally. It was, and it went on for about a good year and a half, 2 years. A lot bless us with that, you know.
So what songs what songs were getting radio play there?
Don't be surprised when I say it's basically the whole album. the Lord blessed us so much with this connection that we had that. Because what happened was one of the guys who he never came across it before, or never really came across this type of gospel reggae before that sounded so authentic to in its form, in the natural form of reggae dancehall. And he was like, yo man, I mean, I'd love to connect with you guys and everything. And that's how we got inspired to start doing the song, because we got the opportunity now to use the secular earwaves and bring forth what the Lord has blessed us with. And that's how the album really came about. We just started combinating. Everybody was liking the vibration with me and him doing the choruses, me doing the hooks and everything. So we came up with a bunch of songs, man. And believe me, I'm not saying it because of the promotional purpose. I'm being real. I could have sit down and listened to songs being played back to back to back to back to back. I mean, and being not even being a man or a bounty killer is, you know, getting the play on that specific radio station as we were getting, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, it seems to me, and I mean, I've been listening to gospel reggae for, I guess, maybe around, I don't know, in some form or fashion, about almost a decade now, and it's really changed a lot over the last 5 to 10 years. And it seems to me that there are three main types that I see. I mean, you've got your root stuff, and a lot of artists outside of Jamaica, outside of the islands, are doing the more older style roots music. And then there is more of a gospel, almost church music style of gospel reggae that's real soft and more something that you would see or listen to at church maybe. And then there's really the street music, the dance hall, the type of stuff that you guys are doing. What type would you say would be the most popular form of gospel reggae in Jamaica there today?
I'd say the traditional stuff, the tradition type of gospel, it gets played automatically because that's what they're used to, you know. This form of music, the more reggae dancehall, the more hard edge, is not a prevalent thing out here, you know, like that. But among the guys in the streets, that's what they prefer probably hearing.
Yeah, the truth, right? Yeah.
You know, but in terms of what gets the play, the older generation type of, you know, the traditional type that you're talking about. You know what I mean? That is something that they'd be prone to hear a lot more. But in terms of us, when we go to the secular concerts, I mean, for sure, that's not what they'd want to hear, because when you turn on the radio, they hear the secular, they hear the Vibes Cartel, they hear the Bounty Killer, the Beanie Man. Mm. So when you come with the traditional sound to that, in comparison to that, it's water. It's like they're saying that's watered down.
Right.
That's not the authentic thing. And this is Jamaica. Mm. And Jamaica bring out the authentic reggae and the authentic dancehall. So we have to bring it in the authentic form as it is, you know.
Right. So how receptive is the dancehall scene for a Christian artist, a gospel reggae artist such as yourselves? Are they very, do they want to hear you? Do they want to hear what you have to say when you go to the dance halls? Or is there a stigma related because you're preaching the gospel?
So it is, in our cases, it's the thing about it is people realize that we're not coming, we're not putting on a show. We're just being real with them. We're meeting them where they're at. You know, we're not trying trying to say, hey guys, you know, we're just coming as real as it is, man. And out of this, the Lord has shown us a lot of love. You know, soften the hearts of the people. What are you saying, David Harris?
Yeah, just like how we used to do it in the secular days, you know what I mean? We just take it to them the same way, you know? We come to the Lord and, you know, we're just using the same vibes and the same, you know, vibration to the people. So, you know, they get to love it, you know?
Yes, right.
All the difference now we do it in Jesus' name, you know? So it's well received, man. We've been to Dominica together, you know, and that was a wonderful, great show.
Great,
you know,
show.
Great turnout. We've been to Antigua together, you know what I mean? That was a wonderful turnout, and it was overwhelming in Jesus' name, man. And the youth received it very, very well.
Yeah, definitely.
So are those the videos on YouTube, aren't they? The ones you posted? Was that Antigua?
Definitely. They're on YouTube and so forth. So if people type in St. Martin, Dominica, Antigua, you know, they'll see them, you know, because I like when people ask me what's going on, I like to say, hey, you want to see? I let you see what's going on. I don't want to just tell us that, hey, this is happening. It's good to, because the Lord has given us a video ministry, whereas we try to tape as much as what we do as possible, so the world may be able to see what's going on. That's why we record so much, because we don't want to just say, hey, I have a song coming out, and I'm going to hide it from you guys for the next couple of months. No, man, once it's recorded and it's done out of the studio, we get it to people right away. Out there.
Where can we see you next? Are you going back on the road? Are you doing more shows here soon? Where can we see you two next?
Right now we're in Jamaica. We're doing some work here.
We have a show tomorrow and have a show Saturday night coming up.
Right. We have a few show lined up down in Jamaica here, because I was in Florida, you know, for about 2 months, just doing some tour in Jesus' name. And David, while I'm in the United States, tilling the soil, he's tilling the soil down there. Until we link up together again, we do the same thing. So, you know, right now, personally, I have a few shows coming up. I have one in Costa Rica, which is in June. Where it's supposed to be right now after that? Jacksonville, we probably have a major concert coming up called Reggae Sunfest. You know, S-O-N, Sunsplash, I should say. So that is something that I'm looking forward to. So a few places going across, you know, but you'll be posted.
Sounds good. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the CD real quick. When I think of this CD, the songs that really stand out to me are, like, of course, Revelation Time, Time Bomb, Babylon Kingdom, Get Ready. I like those. I Can Feel the Spirit's a good one, too. It's a really good collection. But with those four, the Revelation Time, Time Bomb, Babylon Kingdom, Get Ready, if you listen to those back-to-back, which I have done quite a few times, they all possess a sense of urgency that time is running out or time is short. Is that really what the CD is all about?
You know, it's just the Spirit of the Lord come upon and made David Harris. Trust me, because when we're doing these songs, you know, I mean, it just comes. It just comes from the Almighty, because, you know, most of those songs we hear, I not even write them. You know, it just comes through the Spirit, you know.
Yes. This CD basically, it's basically all about the signs of the time.
Signs of the time.
You know, mainly the songs, and I mean, the Lord is Coming Soon, featuring J Project, as you mentioned, Revelation Time. As Far as My Eyes Can See, you know what I mean? You know, so you have all of these songs that is basically speaking about the signs of the time, the end time, because you see the Revelation Time, the last days, you know, so basically keep it in that context, man, because I did Armageddon, and we have to keep it within that region, that line. Listen, there's not going to be a beginning. There's not going to be a CD called The Beginning. No, because we're living in the end times. So this is the end time messages that the Lord has blessed us with, and now we're pushing out with it in Jesus' name, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's I can.
It's coming soon. I'm looking at the CD right now, and believe me, I understand fully what you're asking me. You know,
is there a song on the CD that if someone has never heard you two singing together, you two together singing and DJing, of course, together, what would there be a song that you would recommend they listen to that really kind of represents the combination of David Irie and St. Matthew?
Yeah, definitely. I say my people get ready to meet the Almighty. It's judgment time again. Oh, Lord. Be careful what you're doing this time. The guys will be up there. Oh, Lord. I say my people. Yeah, definitely. That one is called Get Ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That track out, I'll bless them with, you know, just seem to get right to the point. You know, my people's get ready. It's gonna be a PAD.
Now, let me take it back from the CD a little bit and get, I guess, more on a personal note. How do you two know each other? How did you meet? How did you get to know each other and get to start working together?
Well, we knew each other a while now. It's over 10 years now. Over 10 years now we known each other. From the time we used to be in the same secular group together called the Marauders. They used to call him David Irie, Little Irie. And they used to call me Suicide. And actually, David Irie is the first to have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it was three of us, and he decided, hey, he's gonna go the way of the Lord.
I come to the Lord in 1999, you know, and I never turned back.
You know, so since that time, we've been friends, communicating, and 2 years later, that was me come to the Lord. You know, and the Lord been using me in between that time, and we still connected. But when the opportunity came, where I was doing some work out there, and this guy from the radio station asked me about the music. Right away, I was like, I got the opportunity, and I called up David Irie. I called him up because he was in the church doing his choir stuff, and I was like, David, it's time now.
Yeah.
And he came up off the choir, and boom, we hit the streets together. That's how we reconnected musically. Because in between that time, he was, you know, just basically in the church, nice guy. And I was there just as a, you know, doing my solo movement in Jesus' name, until the time came now that they said, hey, man, we'd love to get about 100 songs from you. And I said, you know what, I need help.
Yeah.
And I just called up David and said, yo, David, let's go again. And this is how it happened.
I got the feeling, just hearing you two together, I got the feeling that there must have been a connection beyond just the current stuff. And that's really cool, because the Marauders, now, wasn't that like more of a hip-hop group or a rap group? Or was that more dancehall? What was that?
Oh, we was basically, well, we used a lot of hip-hop sound in terms of tracks and so on. We never shied away from that, you know what I'm saying? Because I was a rapper before I was ever a DJ. You know, I was a rap artist, and basically David and I was doing the singing, and the other guy whose name is Costa Nostra, he was the DJ, he was a dancehall man, and we combinated all that sound together, and that's how we really got that sound. So you might hear us on hip hop tracks that we flow, like, you know, we become one with the track, you know, until eventually I decided that, yeah, I'm gonna start DJing, you know, and we just tread on from that time until now. And basically we could do this all day, every day, for me and David Irie. So if you put 10 beats in front of us, if you put 10 rhythms in front of us, I could tell you this right now, we could make an album in no time. Like, you hear my finger snapping? Sometimes I have to say, we have to say stop, it's all right, let's just stop for a second, because the Lord blessed him with very beautiful choruses. You know, he's called the Kingdom Chanter, and he's phenomenal when it comes to that. So it's easier when I'm working with somebody else. He does the chorus and I just come up with the verses. It becomes very easy, you know?
Yeah.
That's how we just make one, you know?
Well, it works. It works good. And I'm glad to get to talk to you two, because God has really blessed you two with a great talent and the ability to work together. Obviously a great friendship. And that's something that we hope that all of us hope that you guys continue. And we look forward to new and more material from you in the future.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Big respect, brother. Big up in Jesus.
It's a pleasure, you know. It's a pleasure talking to you, you know, and, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, you know.
Cool.
Just continue the good work, you know.
Good deal. Well, hey, you guys.
My prayer is with you, you know.
Yes, man. More prayer.
Same here, guys. Hey, hit me up on Facebook anytime. Anytime you want to talk, anytime you had any news for me, just I check my Facebook every day. So hit me up, and I could even chat with you on there if you ever do any chatting on there. All right, guys?
All right. Blessings.
Blessings, guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
All right, bye.
Behold, he comes quickly. The chanter.
Whoa.
Outside the street disciple.
Hey.
Saint Maxi, you never die.
A revelation time, whoa, yeah. A revelation time, whoa, yeah.
Earthquake and different plagues, I take the place. Murder case, them a mix up with amazing grace. Kill the newborn, them head down just like predator brains. In the latter days, the natural way a be something of yesterday. Man a look on man when them shoulda look the other way. Devil a go make death become entertainment. Pavement a go paint red with brain cells. The place now go stay well. Death a go rise like a staircase. Bodies a go find with no face. It's obvious, them a youth and now put the father first. That's why they fuss. Why you think them talk anything for boss? Quickly as them rise up, them get crushed like cash plus.
Wicked a go made like butter against sun. Fire upon the plate, we gonna serve them now. Make sure you're ready when the trumpet sound. Down in a hell, the wicked man them a go down. Revelation time, whoa, yeah. Revelation time, whoa, yeah.
Trumpeters
are hey. I say you're like a time bomb. You a can't understand, boy. I say you live it like a time bomb. You a can't understand.
Them so explode.
Hey, hey, say walk if you walking, run if you running. Let me understand.
Tell me now.
Hey, say talk if you talking.
Alright.
If you singing, say not to drop this one.
Where them a deal with people look around, miss beer evil. Some say them a profit, only profits of the people. Lodging at the parliament and nobody not speak it. Nuff know the truth but only take money for preaching. Some say that the devil white but hey, them support the bleaching. Claim say them bad lightning flash, them gym screeching. Little brother last me now go stop until me reach him. Teach him that me want for tell me brother Stephen.
Like a time bomb, you a can't understand. One, I say you live it like a time bomb. You can't understand, but hey, walk if you're walking, run if you're running, maybe understand, hey, sing if you're singing, talk if you're talking, maybe understand.
Send Matthew up on certain media. Cause them a idiot no realize the music it a life and it can kill you dead right in your bed. Cause a man a play more vada in the med. Me feel it when the wicked start intoxicate the innocent. With lyrics for encouraging. Wicked me a fling it with the devil and him friend him can sit and smoke a filly. Immediate fire upon the sinners and affiliate. No wish no death of that themselves. But them talk about intratech the intellect of men. No compare to father foolishness. Don't come back from deceased like a movie this and prove to this. Word take on to flesh through the music biz. You say you hate the violence but you find yourself a group. To it, I move to it. In other words, you just approve to it. But man, not ball when them start empty all the Uzi clip. They may talk from the heart, but you just move your lip. Pave it, I remake way. Better run the new today.
Vazina, and me keep on telling me to keep chanting out.
Never stop, dude.
Vazina, me keep on telling me to keep chanting out.
Don't stop, hey, dude.
We gonna burn down Babylon Kingdom. Hey, hey, oh. Turn on Babylon
one. No.
I can see the secret moving inside of me.
Fill me up, Almighty.
Oh, I can see the spirit moving inside of me.
Show that to me, Tone.
Oh, I.
Time me almost lose my life. Me skip a one shot, me all take a stab with knife. Crash early one morning cause a bashment ride. Who protect the eye? Well, I say Jesus Christ. There was a sign, but me never read between the line, me never wise. Till me give the father a try, me not go lie. More time me feel like cry, but now me looking at my life, I see
I can feel the spirit moving inside of me. Oh, I can feel it.
might.
Oh no,
it's judgment time again.
It's like them blind.
Save our people, get ready.
Wake up
to meet the Almighty. It's judgment time again.
Oh,
hold on. Be careful what you do in this time. They got to be a payday.
Oh, I'm young bones.
Whoa, whoa. Hey, I say my people dying every day.
Receive me, brother.
Get on your knees and pray. Oh, Lord.
All right.
Hey,
so when you hear say 50,000 dead a Chinatown, man and man the panty up a circulator jam down. Not even grandma walk the streets now. Matter of fact, she have a Glock in her gown.
Father's crying, father's sighing, everybody complaining, economic crisis. Hey, seek the Lord Jesus before it's too late.
I hope you like the St. Matthew and David Irie special. Those guys are some real cool dudes to talk to. I had a fun time talking to them. Even more fun listening to The Offering. Check it out. Revelation Time on GospelReggae.com. Download the whole thing. It's chock full of good stuff. You just heard Revelation Time, Time Bomb, Babylon Kingdom, I Can Feel the Spirit, and Get Ready. All great cuts off that CD. Hey, hit me up. I'm on Facebook now, facebook.com. Just look me up. Look up Boom Shots. I'll pop right up there. Crazy ball-headed dude with a, you know, that's me. Hit me up. Friend me. Let's talk. Let's see what's up with gospel reggae. Peace. I'm out of here. Yo, this is D-Dub.
Gospel reggae.